It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name's Chad Summers. I'm your host. Hope you all had a nice Thanksgiving. I had to take the Friday off. Enjoyed the break, but I'm happy to be back. Today is December 6, 2024. Cold as can be out today where I am in the southeast, chilly. But it kind of feels good at the same time. Today is National Bartender's Day. So happy National Bartender's Day to all the current and former bartenders. We appreciate your service. But we do need you, actually. I don't anymore, but a lot of people do. I want to share a story that happened to me this morning. It's crazy. Right when I wake up, I turn the TV on, and there's some commercials on. And this local law firm commercial comes on. And it's Santa. He's in someone's house and he busts his ass. He steps on something and just busts his ass. He gets injured. And, you know, they're saying, well, you know, you need to come to us, Santa, because we'll take care of this for you. We'll get what you deserve. At the end of the commercial, they're at the law firm office at like a conference table, and they're handing him a check, and he gets all happy, and Mrs. Claus is there. They've got to pull this commercial. Santa does not sue people. All right, let's get into the birthdays, shall we? We've got none worth mentioning. And this is the third time in show history, I believe, that this has happened. So we'll jump into also on this day in history. We have a new segment, actually, we're going to do after history. It's the week in review, so I'm excited to do that. But let's do history. Tomorrow is a worthy mention. It's not today, but tomorrow is the anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack in 1941. God bless America and all those guys we lost and people that were there and the families. It's awful. Still awful, even today. All right, in 1969, a concert goer at a Rolling Stones show in Livermore, California was, you know, unalived by a Hell's Angel, which had been hired as security. Oh, great. That's some solid security there. 1964, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was released. Oh my God, I love that movie. Absolutely love it. All right, let's get into the week in review and news. The two big stories were Joe Biden pardoning his son Hunter on various criminal charges that date back to early as 2014. Many are saying that was not really just to pardon Hunter. It was to pardon himself from being charged and investigated. Plenty of that story out there. So if you're interested, go out there and check it out. That was the big news until Wednesday morning when we all learned that CEO of United Healthcare was assassinated in New York City. The latest on that is they know they've got the pictures of him, and they now know that he took a bus from Atlanta. So, you know, in my opinion, they're going to catch this guy because they're going to plaster that picture. The picture shows enough. There's actually a couple pictures, and they show enough of his mug to catch this guy. Because they are going to plaster it all over Atlanta if that's indeed where he's from. And they're just, you know, someone's going to recognize him for sure. So, you know, let's hope it's quick. you know, regardless of what the motive was, that's irrelevant. You know, you can't do that. So, yeah, that is the week in review. Time to get into our top news stories. This one from TMZ, radioactive, this is hysterical, radioactive atomic energy lab kit with real uranium hits auction block. Considered the world's most dangerous toy. So, this, they sold some pretty crazy stuff back in the day. I guess the creator of the Erector set came out with this toy. And I forget what company it was, but apparently it was discontinued in 1951, citing government restrictions were causing the problems. There were 5,000 units originally sold, but yeah, there was real uranium. But they did say that the uranium amounted to the equivalent of the UV rays that would come off the sun and hit your skin. Essentially saying it wasn't as dangerous as they suspected. Here's one from CNN. NASA delays first crewed flight to the moon in over 50 years. Apparently, they were going to try to do that in 2006. Now it's looking like they've moved it back to 2026. Now they're moving it back to 2027. So, yeah, they're going to be on the Orion spacecraft. It looks nothing like the space shuttle, completely different thing. Actually, a space shuttle never went to the moon, but yeah, seems like it'd be more dangerous now than back in 1969. I don't know. I'm not sure why, but I don't know. Where are these parts being made, I guess? Fox News, actress dies after consuming amphibian's venom, a frog, at spiritual cleansing retreat. Oh, how nice. What a nice retreat. How does taking poison help conquer your demons, you know? This one from Fox, FBI arrest Boston City councilor on public corruption charges. Oh, no. Tania Fernandez Anderson was taken into custody in Dorchester, reports say. The police say, citing court documents, Anderson faces federal charges of wire fraud and theft in relation to programs that receive federal funds. See, that's it right there. That's why the feds got her, because, you know, they don't like you keeping the money they give you. All right, folks, that leaves us with one story left. Oh, I did want to say that the penny guy is still waiting his fate from the jury. So jury's still out. We're waiting on that. We're also waiting on Menendez Brothers news. I never heard whether them getting out was decided on yet. So we're going to keep watching those two stories. But this one's funny, short and funny, and it's fun. This one from the Good News Network. Massachusetts cafe offers free coffee if you come in dancing. And yeah, I guess it went viral on some platform or whatever. I don't want to mention the one it went viral on, but the picture of these people is hysterical. I mean, they're having a blast. And they said it's not about the free coffee, it's just to have fun. I think it's probably a little bit of both, but either way, it's fun. And you got to have a little bit of fun in life or it's not worth it, right? All right, so I'm going to call that the episode. Hope you all enjoyed it. Hope you have a good weekend without any complications resulting from drinking and driving. It's not worth it. Don't forget to listen to the next episode. Tell your friends and family about the show, please. We'd appreciate it. Subscribe, do all that stuff. You know what to do. And until the next episode, keep pressing on in your life. Peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.